Hey, Cole, what are we? Where are we playing today?
Well, you know, I almost called you Gary because it's so built in. The specter rides in, but you're not Gary. You're well, Will. I have decided that I want to destroy some DSs.
Great. Like we could just get them into like some sort of industrial press. I have a big bucket of lava that I got from Mount St. Helens.
Hmm.
We could skeet shoot them.
Oh, skeet shooting's fun. I like that. No, I'm.
You actually really skeet shooted? Have you skeet shot?
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
I've never fired a gun. Should I be firing more guns, Cole?
I mean, I would say yes. Like, I'm not really like that big of a gun guy, but it's fun.
We're taking the fucking network on a swerve this week.
We are. No, I've been so skeet shooting is differentiated from like the more common version. That game is called Trap, is what it is.
Okay.
All right. But it's all shooting clay pigeons. But shooting a shotgun is real fun. And you feel like a real badass when you shoot something that is, you know, 50 feet away from you and flying through the air. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to feel powerful once.
That just, it'd be nice for a change, wouldn't it?
It'd be great. Like, I have a black belt in Taekwondo, but I don't know if it counts anymore.
A little out of practice?
Maybe a skosh out of practice. And I wasn't good at it. I kind of got a pity black belt.
I thought that black belts were designed so that couldn't happen.
One of the last tests in my Taekwondo program was you had to jump over someone and break a board with a running jump kick. And I just couldn't tuck the leg. And I kept catching the person I was jumping over in the back of the head with my like trailing leg. And eventually they were just like, you know what? He's failed it once before. Let's just give it to him.
Oh, wow. And they didn't realize.
If memory serves, I also had to write an essay, I think. You know what? I might not have gotten a black belt. I might have gotten college credit. I may be describing the AP test now that I think about it.
That might be what it was. Oh, you got an AP in Taekwondo?
Yeah, I got the AP credit for Taekwondo.
Did you clap out of basic throws?
Like, yeah.
How did that contribute to your biomedical degree, bud?
You know what? You know, academia, right?
Oh, am I right?
Also, no throws in Taekwondo, only punches and kicks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get those mixed up. My particular flavor of nerd was not especially attuned to martial arts.
I wasn't either. My mom was just like, "You got to do something, you little tub."
Yeah, that's the thing. Parents are always forcing activities on you. No, for me it was it. I found choir real early on, and that got a lot of that pressure taken on me. Doing a lot of
sorry, that's very funny to me as a discussion. Like, if like parents always want kids to exercise, but I found choir early on.
Well, you know, there's dancing. There's a dance component.
Yeah, tell me more.
Well, you know, doing grapevines, other moves, your arms and legs. I wasn't very good at the dancing, is the thing.
Did you have a real big smile? Because in my mind, you got a real big smile.
Well, you got to, you know, no matter how big you think you're smiling from the back row, it doesn't look like you're smiling enough. You got to smile wider.
Smile wider, buddy.
Yeah. No, we got ones in competition at state. We did really good.
See, I get a lot of shit for bringing up like my SAT scores and stuff, but I would never have admitted that I got a one in choir.
I mean, one is good.
No, I get it. It's the bragging that's embarrassing.
I'm not bragging about it. I'm just saying.
I'm just stating my excellence.
I was invested. I guess all I'm saying is I was invested. Yeah. Anyway, the game where I was going with that, the game that seems like it would destroy a DS the fastest is Feel the Magic XYXX. Okay. That was one of our requisite 7-minute intros.
Yeah, like, I don't know why it is every time I podcast with someone, by the time they get to the end of their bit, they sound tired.
You know, everybody's got their own kind of energy. I'm not going to hold it against you.
I won't blame you too much for being yourself.
At a certain point, you know, what good is it going to do for anybody? I'm Cole Ross.
I'm Will Hughes.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, the show where Gary still has COVID.
Gary still has COVID.
Yeah. I mean, we're recording this at the same time that we recorded the previous one.
Yeah.
So it is with less certainty that we can say that as you're hearing this, he is okay. He's, as of now, he is headed in the right direction.
He is either improved or unimproved at this point.
Yeah. There are only three ways it can go.
Yeah. Rocky Horror. That's good, bad, or mediocre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
what number was that? Good. Was that a one?
I mean, that would be, what is it? How
judge me, daddy.
Maybe a three. Oh my God. I saw somebody get a three. Oh boy. I saw somebody
scandalous.
Get it. It was scandalous. She was doing a solo and she kept on like having to restart because she was so nervous. It was really sad.
Oh man.
And we were all just there, just smiling, just horrible, sad grins on our faces. Ugh.
Cole, if I've accomplished nothing else today, recovering that traumatized memory for you is going to really go in my happiness journal.
Yeah, no, it was real uncomfortable. I hope that she is okay now.
Hey, Cole, can I describe a video game to you?
Please.
What if WarioWare had been made by the Honk If You're Horny guy from I Think You Should Leave?
I think it would come across a little bit like Feel the Magic XYXX.
Yeah, I think you swapped your chromosomes there. I think it's XXXY.
I'm looking at Moby Games right now.
Oh, you got it. Am I the asshole here? I'm the asshole here.
No, yeah. Let me see if it's consistent. Let me cross reference. Yeah, I think the traditionally assumed to be male pair is first in the way that it's stylized.
Okay,
that's a good way to put it. This is an incredibly horny version of, okay, cross WarioWare with a mouse trainer game from 1993 on somebody's PC.
Yeah, just like really getting your clicks up.
Yeah. Just imagine, like, you remember the, like, it was a mouse trainer game that was on, like, demo PCs at, like, Sun Electronics or Circuit City.
And I want to be clear, we're talking about mouses and computer mouse, not the mouse training that I had to do before I killed them.
Oh, that's right. You have decapitated a bunch of mice. Use what, a paper cutter for that?
No, Cole, labs actually have their own equipment. They don't just roll up to Staples. Say, I got a bunch of mice to kill. Give me a paper cutter.
But here's, okay.
There's a small blunt guillotine, Cole, that's specially made.
Why blunt? That seems like it'd be horrible.
Because you're not trying to decapitate them. You're trying to break their necks.
Oh.
Because if you cut the heads off, then you got blood everywhere.
Right. Well, isn't that where all the stuff you're trying to test is in the blood?
Cole, let's walk through it very simply. First of all, if we're using the blunt guillotine on them, these are wasted mice that we didn't have any use for, that my not very good boss ordered too much of.
Okay, so these can't be rehomed for a special place where mice with ears on their backs go.
No, they typically, institutional review boards frown on releasing genetic mutants out into the world.
Huh. Okay. So these get a one-way ticket to Sleepy Time Land.
They do go to Sleepy Time Land. There's a special Sleepy Time cage you put them in, and then you pipe in the CO2, and then they go to sleep, and everything's very peaceful. And then once they're fully, they're probably dead at that point, but just in case, you do pop them in the blunt guillotine and go to push down until it goes crunch.
Right. And then it's,
you got to listen for the crunch, because you don't want them waking up in the freezer, because that would be cruel.
We wouldn't want this to start getting cruel now, would we?
Look, it's actually very peaceful. It's very gentle. They just go to sleep. As far as they're concerned, they die when they go to sleep.
Hey, that is a famous line from The Prestige where it is absolutely not true.
Yeah. Now, the ones we're actually doing stuff to, first, my job was to inject them, not very well. I got bit many times in the tummy with stuff that will put them to sleep. Then you... if memory serves, we had to cut their chests open and then put a needle into their hearts to pump saline through them to get all the blood out of their brains. because if blood's in your brain when you flash freeze it, it breaks a bunch of stuff because blood expands.
Oh, because it expands. Yeah, because of the water in it. Yeah.
Yeah, then we extract the brains and put them into liquid nitrogen to freeze them and then preserve them.
And then use them as foosballs, or?
We would send them off to a lab to put them in tiny little blocks of acrylic and then have them incredibly thinly sliced and then put back in the microscope.
Gotcha. So then you could see, were you studying strokes and stuff, or?
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's. Okay.
I used to be an actually smart person, and now I do this.
So that's the thing. I used to be smart too.
Yeah. So,
it's funny how that happens.
Yeah, we were. My research lab was examining different types of apolipoprotein E in the brains of mice to see how it affects amyloid beta plaque formation.
Huh. Okay.
And now I talk about rub rabbits.
Now we talk about the rub rabbits, which are legally distinct from the elite beat agents, I think.
Absolutely. The elite beat agents cover many aspects of human experience. The rub rabbits are all about fucking.
They're all about fucking. This is a mini game collection. You're playing as a very horny man who has a goldfish on his t-shirt, who wants to woo a lady. And over the course of this, kind of like a little baby wandering around a construction site, he finds himself in situations where the rub rabbits need to use their activity acumen. I can't get more
Cole,
specialized
you've
than
the
that.
Plot complete. You've lost the plot completely.
Have I? He joins the Rub Rabbits, right?
He joins the Rub Rabbits, yes. So the Rub Rabbits are, of course, a performance art troupe who are kind of like if the Jackass guys did really boring stunts that sometimes involved your 10-key skills. 10-key data entry skills.
Yes.
So the Rub Rabbits are a performance art group. The idea is that this guy joins the performance art group to impress this lady. By doing things like doing Jackass stunts, like jumping out of planes or blowing on candles.
Yeah, riding unicycles over precarious, basically over the Anor-Londo rafters, right?
And the mini games they take a long time, but also they aren't very good.
I'm seeing the two of them doing a fusion dance here.
Okay.
They're doing a fusion
dance. Do you mean like different food styles, or do you mean like Goku and Vegeta?
I mean, like, which time? Because Goku and Vegeta also use the Potara earrings at one point.
Sure. Don't they have to do the diffusion dance to activate the earrings?
I forget if you had to do the dance at the same time with the earrings. I think you just put them on and then you merged.
That seems improbable to me. I wish Gary was here to answer this.
I wish he was, because his knowledge of like the later Dragon Ball Z and into Super era lore is bar none.
He has so many. Give me all your thoughts on Broly, because I'd really like to meet him.
Broly, I have no opinions. I've never seen the movies that he's in. I know his voice actor was a piece of shit, or revealed to be a piece of shit.
Oh, no.
Kind of was that has to be right, right?
Cole, don't look it up, but yes, you're right. I'm gonna court slander or libel right now and say that the voice actor for Broly is an absolute piece of shit and deserves to be canceled.
That was Vic Mignola, I think.
Is that who's that?
Vic Mignona. Yeah,
Vic Mignona.
Yeah, there we are. Anime voice actor who. Was kind of just one of those people who got famous and started taking advantage of people at conventions and stuff.
Cole, I don't think this is funny.
No, it's not.
Cole, aren't we supposed to be trying to be funny right now?
You asked me what I thought about Broly, and that's what I think.
You know what? That's on me. I should have known that if I brought up Broly, you'd be getting up on your soapbox.
It's pretty good odds. No,
yeah,
I know
Gary
about...
sent me like a list of do's and don'ts for this, and it was a lot of it was Broly focused, and I ignored it all at my own peril.
Yeah, no, I never watched any of those movies. My Dragon Ball expertise and acumen only goes for like Z and then Super. Like just anything that would have aired on TV. No movies.
Yeah. GT.
I played the PlayStation fighting game based on GT, but by the time GT came here, I had stopped watching Dragon Ball.
You play that Kakarot?
I did play that Kakarot. We've talked about Kakarot.
Did we talk about Kakarot? I have no memory of talking about playing Kakarot with you.
Yeah, it was on the last reproductive rights stream we did.
Okay, I don't remember those at all. Those go in the talk don't listen hole.
Yeah, there we go. That happens a lot. I played Kakarot because I got real nostalgic for Dragon Ball Z, and I didn't want to rewatch the entire series. So I just wanted to experience the whole story through playing that game, and it was fun.
Yeah, yeah, it's totally a fine game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I play is the One Piece Warriors games.
Are those
like the Dynasty Warriors One Piece games?
So it's Musou, like you're Tapa Tapping through a bunch of folks.
Yep.
One Piece.
Except it's One Piece.
That's the one with the like the pirate guy with the big floppy hat.
He is a pirate guy with a big floppy hat, and every single female character design is the horniest thing you've ever seen since the last female character design from One Piece.
Huh. Yeah, I have no I have no opinion on One Piece because I've never seen anything or read anything of it.
So, Cole, what I'm going to need you to do is go watch a couple hundred episodes of One Piece and then come back and talk to me about it.
I'll do that right after I watch Galavant.
See? The name's in your head. Marketing. Does bus advertising work? It just did.
I almost called it Gallantry. Which one is it?
It's Galavant.
Oh, Galavant. Okay. If you didn't listen to the last episode, Will is trying to get me to watch a canceled comedy television show that is a medieval musical, and I'm not going to do it.
Featuring Vinnie Jones and Timothy Amundsen from Psych.
Anyway,
you okay? Hey bud, let's talk for a second. You okay?
Okay, you know, so let's go over here. I don't know who any of those people are, Will.
You didn't watch Psych? You missed Psych?
Yeah, I didn't want my brother tried talking Psych up to me, but I couldn't.
It's got a catchy little theme song. It's a missable show for the most part.
He tried to talk it up to me like, oh, it's all 80s references.
I mean, it's got some references. They did like a Twin Peaks episode, but like, you know, that's all surface level. You got to really be invested in Sean and Gus for the thing to hit. And I don't know that you're going to get there.
No, probably not. The thing about me, Will, is I think that you are somebody who likes watching new things. You watch new things, right?
I sometimes watch new things.
You sometimes watch new things. I'm invested in watching the same five or six shows over and over again.
Yeah, go ahead and list them for me.
If I start listing them, it's going to be revealed to be far more than five or six shows, and then the bit's going to be ruined.
And that was my cross-examination. That's all I'm trying to do, Cole, is just find the weaknesses in your attempts at having comedy and just disassemble them right here.
I wasn't even trying to be funny there.
It didn't seem like you were. No,
no. It just you were talking about all these shows like Galavant and Psych, and I don't.
All these two shows you mentioned.
All these two shows, and it's like all of these are just more friends than I want. I don't want to like expand my circle. I've already got, you know, Troy and Abed and Pearson Britta in there. You know,
what's that from?
Community.
I'm kidding. I know Community. I know things.
Okay.
I work for the AV Club. We know Community.
Yeah, yeah. The pro move would have been to get me to describe Community to have that be revealed to sound just as absurd as Psych or Galavant.
I mean, Psych, there's nothing absurd about Psych. He's a very smart detective who was raised by a very smart detective, but he's such a shithead that the police won't hire him as a detective, but if he pretends to be a psychic, they'll hire him to solve crimes that way. So he has to pretend to be a psychic when he's actually just using his detective skills.
Oh, okay. So it's all like a reverse. Huh. So why do they believe that he's a psychic instead of just him being a... Because if they wouldn't put up with him as a detective...
Mm-hmm.
Why would they say, oh, now that you're claiming supernatural stuff, you're okay now?
I believe the subtext is that they're gullible fools.
Gotcha. Okay. And is this saying something broader about humanity?
I think it's saying that ultimately, rather than have faith in each other, we're more willing to have faith in some sort of cosmic force that for some reason gives a shit about the murder of the week on Psych, which does have a very catchy theme song.
Okay. Okay. How does this relate to Rub Rabbits?
You know, I could try... Cole, I could fucking bullshit you for days here. I could go full Jimmy McGill on you and just, okay. Do this whole tapestry, but I won't. It doesn't. It has nothing to do with Rub Rabbits. We've been on a tangent.
Yeah, how far did you get in this bad boy?
I got to the bullfighting minigame, and I didn't tap the last bull enough, and I died. And there was no way on God's green earth or any other fucking color that I was going to do that bull minigame again.
No, you have to tap 100 bulls, and then the last bull, you have to tap it 100 times?
Yeah, and by my math, that's 400 taps.
If you went through it again.
Oh, no, I was just doing bad math, Cole. I was just trying to be stupid.
Well, no, okay, so that would have been 100, and then if you completed it, it would have been 200. So it would have been 300 taps. So
I know. I was just trying to say the wrong number for a joke.
Oh, okay. So you know that's a bad idea with me, right?
I'm learning.
Okay. No, we're feeling each other out. It's fine.
We're feeling each other out, and it's fine.
Yeah, I got beyond that. So if you stopped at the bullfighting, you didn't get to the episode where you have to clean a lady lovingly with a sponge.
Tell me more. Speak on that.
So the bottom screen. So the lady, she's gotten dirty. There's some mud on her in a couple of places. And the bottom screen, you've got her kind of standing there doing some poses and stuff. And you have to use the stylus to rub a sponge or a rag over the dirty parts, not going too fast because that gets her too ticklish, and she blushes and she moves and makes it more difficult. You got to go slow. You have to have a nice rhythm on you when you're rubbing her on these different parts to get this mud off of her.
Cole, I'm uncomfortable now, not because of what you described, but because you picked this game for me to play.
I did, because honestly, it's a game. I was just thinking, what's a weird? This was nothing about you. It just mm-hmm. what is a weird mm-hmm. game from my past that I had like an anecdote or something about that I could put here. And then I got about halfway through playing this when I realized my anecdote on this is just mm-hmm. that one time I was working at GameStop. It was right after the DS released. And this real fucking nerd came in and was asking what games are on the DS. And it was right in that opening drought of DS games. And mm-hmm. I was listing off, you know, probably like Yoshi's Bubble Thing or whatever. And I said, Field of Magic. And he went, Field of Magic? That sounds great. And I was like, no, it's not a Field of Magic. It's Feel the Magic. And he like deflated.
Field of Mana? I can't wait.
Yeah. So in his head, just the word Field of Magic conjured a whole concept that was apparently the most exciting thing that just changing a couple of the letters in it completely got rid of. And he
ended up
Field
of Magic is roughly like, that's basically whatever Rune Factory or whatever they're called.
Is that one of the subtitles for those?
Isn't that the Harvest Moon series? It's like the Harvest Moon type game, except there's magic and shit.
A fantasy Harvest Moon is the tagline on those. Yeah.
Okay.
You're going into dungeons and stuff. I assume harvesting runes, maybe manufacturing them of some kind.
I think you probably have to manufacture the runes. I feel like you can't find runes growing on trees, Cole. That's ludicrous.
That'll teach me.
I'm so glad that we could have a teachable moment here about the rune economy.
Hey, if you're not learning, you're dying.
God, if only. Yeah, I think I read like a Something Awful or something takedown of this game at some point. I think I read about this game somewhere once.
Yeah.
And that is my full experience with this game until you forced me to play it after I kindly offered to be on the show, which I think is a real slap in the face.
Yeah, this plus you knew the concept of the show, right?
I was vaguely aware, but having only listened to half an episode and been on one, I was fuzzy.
Okay, you were just kind of feeling it out. Yeah, I didn't mean any particular harm on this one. It's just, that was my experience with it. But it's one of those games that I think can only exist right when a system comes out between let's say 1998 and 2007.
Yeah, it's this game is just a tech demo, really. It's just like, hey, we here's all the things you could do to a lady, I guess, with a stylus.
Yeah, due to
this lady cleaning game sounds real bad, man.
It's pretty rough. By playing it, I got pretty uncomfortable, and it brought to mind like the descriptions of what is that, the Killer is Dead game that Suda 51 did, where like
it's the
mini game where you have to where you have to like stare at her but not get caught staring or something.
I'm unfamiliar with this, but it sounds like the most Suda shit you could possibly imagine.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is, as I was describing, part of me describing that game, which is genuinely uncomfortable, it brought me to this it brought me to this sentence from the Wikipedia. We have a little bit of Wikipedia said at best. Although this subject matter was suggestive, Yoshinaga had no desire to include overtly sexual content and considered the input of the predominantly female development team to avoid incorporating offensive material.
Hey, ladies, I got a new build. I'm going to need you to tap these things and see if you ever get uncomfortable. Thank you.
That sounds like a situation that a court would mandate.
Like, yeah, just like the court mandated female dev team to just kind of.
Yeah, to rein this pervert in.
Yeah, I feel like the other way you could go with that is just to get one real skeevy guy and attach some electrodes to him. And just like test, you know, play this mini game, and we'll watch the numbers.
Put on one of those boner monitors on them that tests to see like pressure changes.
I was really trying to avoid using the phrase boner monitor here, but yeah, Cole, that's what I meant. I was using a literary technique called the implied boner monitor.
Oh, you were going euphemism, and then I cranked it too far the other direction. And so
it was kind of an homage to Sartre, who has that whole play about the implied boner surveillance.
No. It's like a weird little sphygmomanometer that's attached to the head of your ding dong, sees if it wakes up. You know, if an image is on screen.
Do you think that in 1984 they know when people have boners?
I think they have to.
They got it, right?
I mean, they have a whole Ministry of Love. Come on.
I don't think the Ministry... Isn't the Ministry of Love the torture one?
That couldn't be. What? That's the opposite of the name. That's, come on.
Okay. You're right. Now that you say it, I sound like a real jackass. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
There was a prequel to Feel the Magic called The Rub Rabbits. I thought
you were gonna say there was a prequel to 1984 called 1983.
It shows Winston's application process to get up at the Ministry of Truth. Do you think you start there? No, you gotta climb them ranks.
God, how many? If I EPUBbed 1983, I could get some money out of that, right?
Probably. I think that you've got to wait several more. Well, no, that came out recently enough. It came out in the 50s, so technically Disney will never let the copyright on that die.
Do they have the copyright now?
Well, no, because Disney keeps revising the copyright laws, so anything made after the 1920s will always be reverted to the copyright holder, regardless.
Sure, they have this long-running, but at the same time, they have this like long-running fight with the family of the author of Bambi.
Okay.
Because they desperately don't want Bambi to go in the public domain, even though it's now like more than it's like 80 years old at this point. Bambi's based on a book. I don't know if you ever knew that.
No, I could guess it based on what you were saying.
Context clues.
That sounded meaner than I meant it to be.
No, it was good. I deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't want to pretend.
You just experienced an hour straight of me bullying you. It's okay to hit back.
What I didn't want to do was come across like I knew that from the beginning because I didn't. Oh, so Disney's trying to say that Bambi is the that is the foundational work, not what it is adapted from. So therefore, Bambi cannot fall out of the public domain. Cannot fall into the public domain.
Because then everybody would be making fucking Bambi movies, right? We could go out right now, you and me, into the woods and shoot a fucking Bambi movie.
Yeah.
Let's do it, man. Are you in?
I mean, I just about fucking obliterated a Bambi on the ride home last night. So,
oh, God, no.
Yeah. I missed them. It was fine. But yeah, just about nearly fucking T-boned that Bambi. Had spots and everything. Yeah.
Oh, so pristine and beautiful.
Mm, whole life ahead of
it. So capable of taking out an entire Honda.
just flattening a Kia Soul. Oh, mm-hmm. Man. Yeah.
What you driving, Cole?
I'm driving a Kia Soul.
Okay, I guess I could have inferred that.
Yeah, how'd your car thing work out? It's been a while since I talked to you, since your car got stolen.
My car did get stolen. Got a Nissan Leaf now. Took it on a road trip. Talked about it on Guppy. Don't recommend taking the Nissan Leaf, the electric vehicle, on the road trip necessarily.
That's a bummer. You know what I'm guessing is involved in that? A lot more math than you would expect.
It's a lot of math and a lot of watching Minions movies.
Do they make you? Is it like a radio in the apartment that you can't turn off? Is it like 1984?
It's exactly like 1984. They put a boner monitor right on your peener and they make you watch the Minions movies. And if you ever even so much as stir, you go on about 14 different government lists. Some of them good.
Oh, your car locks down. It's like the Akewood where the OnStar locks him in and makes him listen to Raw Dog comedy on Sirius XM.
Cole, do you realize for the last hour we could have just been exchanging favorite Akewood bits instead of doing this bullshit?
We could have been doing that is the thing. I can't talk about Akewood with Gary.
I mean, he laughs.
See, that's the thing. It's not that he dislikes Akewood. He just doesn't have the catalog on it that you do.
The hell of it is you'll just drop like a line from Akewood and he'll laugh. Then later he gets mad when he finds out that it wasn't an original joke.
That's the thing, right?
This fucking guy.
or when you just like gently point out that the joke he's been making is kind of something that has been a little bit claimed, you know, like, hey, that's like a signature bit of the McElroys, and he fucking flies off the handle.
God, just fucking flies off that handle. I don't even know why we have that handle if he's just gonna fly off it all the time.
That handle's back there in the mist. It's gone.
So the important thing is, you end up going to the movie theater because it's air conditioned and watching a Minion movie while your car charges. In Chico, California.
Huh. So the Nissan Leaf, not great for car trips, but for like getting around town, is that fine?
Oh, it's perfect for getting around town. It's the best car I've ever had for getting around town. And if you want to go 150 miles, great.
Uh-huh.
If you want to go 160 miles, you should probably just get on the fucking bus.
I've been on a bus. I know how long it takes. I know how long it takes a bus to go 5 miles. So, huh. I just felt like bragging that I've been on a bus before.
It did it's seem very braggy.
I was just letting
it have its space because you deserved it.
Last time a bus came through here, the entire town gathered. They'd never seen anything like it. They fucking destroyed it, stripped for parts. They roasted it like a pig.
You ate part of that bus, right?
Oh, just to blend in so they didn't throw me on the fire.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it becomes like this weird conformity thing where if... You know, as long as everybody takes a bite of the bus, then everyone's complicit.
They got to know you're not a narc, is the thing.
Exactly. You got to do a line of bus so they know you're not a narc.
Yep. Just take a little toot of that ground up gear shift.
Just a little bit of like we burnt the driver's seat, and you know that's got some fart baked into it, and you just do a quick line of that. And then nobody's a narc. This is training day two. We've written training day two.
Yeah, we have.
King Kong ain't got shit on me. But he does have bus driver fart.
Yeah, I mean, just if you're freebasing bus driver fart, it's basically like free range Jankum.
Uh-huh.
You remember Jankum?
I don't, but I said yeah. I said yeah in a way that implied you should move on.
We probably should move on. Fake drug made out of poop.
Okay. Ooh, no. That does sound good. People poop or animal poop?
People poop. It was an internet joke kind of thing. Mid-2000s, you know, kind of deal. Kind of a successor to smoking banana peels. Just a way to trick people into doing something gross. The sequel to 1984, 1983, also known as the Rub Rabbits, the Japanese title translates to Where Do Babies Come From?
Which is a great question, and we're still trying to get to the bottom of it.
The greatest magicians that we have are still trying to.
They are tilling the fields of magic to try to find it.
Yes, they are. No, we did a good job of not talking at all about Yuji Naka on this one, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself. There's a whole, there's a bit in this where you make the goldfish come out of a man's mouth.
You do. You reverse geek them.
Reverse? Oh, okay. There we go. That took me a second to parse all the letters you were saying.
Did I get that wrong? You might be more familiar with the carnival arts than I am. If Gary was here, he would know this. Is the geek the person who swallows goldfish, or is it the person who bites the chicken, the heads off the chickens?
I believe, traditionally, the geek is the chicken biter. I think eating live goldfish certainly falls within the geek's portfolio.
So you think they wouldn't turn their nose up at it?
I don't think so. Now, there may be poultry geeks, and there may be piscine geeks. Mm. It may be a this is where we would need Gary on the call. Should we call Gary real fast?
Hey, Gary, I know every moment is agony, and anytime you try and talk, you cough.
Gary, stop saying they're all is aching so that I can just get some information about carny life.
Gary, the longer you keep muttering, the longer you keep asking just to die, the longer this is going to take.
Gary's fine, probably.
He's fine, probably. And if he's not, then I'll edit this. It's okay. No, so goldfish swallowing, that wasn't a carnival thing. That was a fad.
Then why did you bring it up in the context of the carnival, Cole?
Because I thought it was a carnival thing. I thought that's what a geek
it
was.
It didn't seem extreme enough to be a carnival thing. Like, I could swallow a fucking goldfish.
I mean, but would you want to?
Not especially. I can't imagine the flavor's good or the sensation. And it kills the fish.
Yeah. Do you poop out the scales? Like, what's going on here?
Wait, well, since you're already doing the research, do they vomit the fish back up still alive?
No, I see goldfish crackers here. That seems different.
I mean, that's the snack that smiles back, motherfucker.
Do you want something that almost tastes like cheese? Yeah. Then here you go. It's designed for 2-year-olds.
Yeah. Do you need a foodstuff that will keep a child occupied for 4 minutes?
Do you need just a fucking minute?
Hey, parents, do you just need a fucking minute? Because Pepperidge Farms has got your goddamn back.
Yeah. Pepperidge Farm. Okay, let's put this laundry hamper over these kids. Pepperidge Farm is going to hold that down for just like 5 minutes while you go take a smoke break.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
And hey, maybe you don't come back. It happens.
You know, that's a thing. Sometimes you need smokes, and then you think you're going out front, and then you're going down to the corner. By the time you reach the corner, you think, hey, the open road is calling me.
Maybe you take out a credit card in your kid's name, you know, just to make sure the finances flow properly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why you got to make sure that your kid has the same name as you.
Absolutely, yeah. And then later, you send him a box of something, and it's got COVID in it.
Thanks, Dad.
This is this episode is a love letter to Gary Butterfield. If I call it a love letter, he can't get mad at us.
True. But yeah, I can't tell what happens to the goldfish in these. However, the sea also, if you're wondering what this goes alongside,
sure.
Panty raids, phone booth stuffing, consumption of Tide Pods, and flagpole sitting.
One of those is not like the other in terms of whether someone is wearing like a raccoon tail when they do it.
Which one are you talking about?
The Tide Pods thing, man. All the other things sound like old school college dares.
Yeah, no, those are old school college. Well, one definitely involves dying, or at least going to the hospital for a very long time.
Yeah, I just think that if you swallowed the goldfish and then induced vomiting, I think the goldfish could survive that, right?
How do you know you're not swallowing one of those goldfish that's going to turn into like a river dragon? Like, see, I'm just going to swallow this and boom, a Gyarados just bursts out of me like a chest burster.
I mean, that is a lot of the people who die in the Pokemon universe. That is what happens. On the other hand, what if you vomited it up and that's how you get wishes?
It's worth the gamble. Like, what kind of wishes are we talking about? About limited wish? Are we talking about full wish?
Guppy has the heaven versus hell wish, which is always a popular version of wishes. I don't know, man. I think a fish wish is a pretty full thing.
Gotcha. Okay. Huh.
I guess I would probably just wish to not have eaten the fish, though.
I think so. If I can wish that fish out of my tummy, because it definitely is wiggling around in there, and it probably won't die immediately.
And as much as I might hope, it's just not going to get to my prostate before it dies.
All right, that's where we're going to have to call it.
Yeah.
That was good. I like that. Right. Will, where can people find you if they want to find you?
They can find me at the AV Club, where I say smart things instead of this. You can also find me at Everything to Guppy right here on the Duck Feed Network, allegedly. And I stream at twitch.tv/plumberduck, PLUMBERDUCK, just like it sounds, plumberduck.
Yeah, I recommend it. And if you like the show, you know the stuff you can do.
Wait, what?
Ratings or reviews.
On what basis do you recommend it?
I have caught the beginning of your stream sometimes.
That's not nice.
I'm not in chat.
That's mean.
What's that?
I've caught the beginning of it implies I did not catch anything after it.
So here's the thing. You're always streaming after I stream, and it's very late here, so I'm going to bed usually.
Sure.
I've seen your user streams where you make the bad sounds.
I do like to make the bad sounds. I'm fake mad, to be clear. It's just like, okay. I caught the beginning of that.
Yeah. I mean, I decided it wasn't worth my time, and then I went and just laid in bed in the depression hole for a while. But
Staring. I decided it would be better to stare at the darkness and then cease to exist for 8 hours than watch your content.
Wonderful. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, eventually we got around to the emotional violence.
There we go.
You know what to do. You've listened to podcasts before. And until next time, who is Zoop Dog?
Who is Zoop
Dog? There, I got it that time.